Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Yeah, we told you that you should, if you want to, participate in the No Prize Pick'em Challenge this week. If you're available at 11 a.m. on Friday and you'd like to participate, well, let us know.
You won't have old Hancock to kick around anymore, I'll tell you that.
You've been a real...
loser.
Yes, disappointment.
It's been horrible.
You haven't even come close.
And I've been so confident. I don't know what it is. I'm glad I haven't downloaded that thing yet.
What's that?
The whatever your gambling stuff.
Why? FanDuel?
Yeah. Well, you should. Bad I am at picking this stuff.
Yeah, that's different though.
I'd lose my house.
You do win some of them. You don't have to bet. Here's the misconception about gambling.
Yes.
I think people think that everybody who places bets is putting $1,000 on each game. They're
don't
not.
Do that.
No, they're not. You could bet $1.
$1. So like I would have lost $7 this week.
And you might think, well, what does a dollar do? Why even bother? Because it's still a little... You put something on the line. Yeah.
You got skin in the game.
It's still fun.
Yes.
Like even it's a stupid, silly little bit of fun. You bet $1, maybe you win $2 back. You know what I mean? Mm. You could win more. You could win $5 depending on the odds, whatever they are.
You end up with a Happy Meal at the end
of the day. You don't have to bet $5,000.
No, don't. Not good.
Come on, man. So 1 year ago today, John Hancock, do you know what happened?
I do. I remember it well.
What?
It was Luigi Mangione shot the United Healthcare CEO.
Incorrect, but you're close.
Oh.
So Luigi Mangione is the name of the man who shot the CEO of United Healthcare, murdered him on the streets of New York City. And 1 year ago today... The 911 call went out that he was potentially dining in a McDonald's or was sitting in a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And so the manager of the store called 911 because a couple of nosy customers went up and said, hey, we think that CEO shooter is here.
Mm.
So maybe you should make a phone call. The manager of the McDonald's did, and Luigi Mangione was arrested 1 year ago today. So it brings us to what the greater conversation about that whole thing was. Clearly, there was a murder that took place, which is never good. It is never acceptable. And what he did was take the anger that a lot of people have at the healthcare industry, because there are a lot of people who do go bankrupt. They are unable to afford healthcare. They are denied life-saving procedures. So there is rightfully a ton of anger directed at our healthcare system and the insurance industry as a whole. What this person did was take it out on one CEO and try to make a statement. That's not how you do it. But what was fascinating about that time were the amount of people, thousands. I mean, maybe it was even half the country that kind of looked at that event as, well, Guy had it coming. And which is kind of a crazy position to take. However, I do understand the anger that people have at the industry, because we are talking about people's literal lives.
Yeah.
Your lives, your life and your health is at stake. And what I said at the time was, it is never okay to do what Luigi Mangione did. Never.
Right.
It is never okay to do that. However, I also understand that I didn't lose a lot of sleep over the CEO of a healthcare company losing his life.
Well,
I didn't lose sleep over it, because I don't know how much sleep he lost over his company's denials of people who have put in claims because they need a life-saving procedure or a health-saving procedure, and they were denied that.
Well, you don't lionize somebody that takes another human life.
Right.
And, you know, that guy, the CEO, was a husband. He was a father. And he's left his family with a great loss, a void that can never be filled again. And to somehow say that the murderer has some laudable characteristic, I think is just wrong. And it's a lack of properly understanding what the value of human life is. Not to say that the CEO, Brian Thompson, I think his name was.
Yes.
Lived an exemplary life, but by no means, I'm sure, but he was a husband, he was a father, and it's a human being. And people that end the lives of other human beings need to pay the consequences, the full consequences for that.
Of course. The complicated issue, though, is there are people who have that rightful anger toward the industry. What can be done about it? I'm not really sure, unless something legislatively is done about the industry and about healthcare costs. Because nothing, if you look a year later, what's changed? How has it improved? How has the healthcare industry gotten better in the year since this happened? If the intent on the part of Mangione was to make some sort of seismic shift or force it to happen because the CEOs of healthcare companies are afraid now and they feel like they have to alter their business, well, that didn't happen.
No.
I mean, nothing changed there. And in fact, if anything, It's about to get worse, because premiums are going to go up for a lot of people because of these subsidies that are going to be allowed to expire. And that was what this administration wanted to do.
Well, and even if you're not on Obamacare, say you've got health care through your employer or whatever, when these subsidies go away and premiums go up, they're going to price a lot of people out of the market. And the people most likely to get out of the health insurance market are young people who are relatively healthy. They're going to play the risk game.
Mm-hmm.
And chance it. Well, when you remove young, healthy people from the pool of folks that are insured, it means that the cost of everybody's insurance is going to go up because you no longer have that bigger pool. I thought Rand Paul had a really interesting idea the other day. And he talked about Costco, and they've got 44 million members of Costco. And he said, what if you allowed them to go purchase health insurance as a large, massive size group? You would spread the risk out over a very, they look more like a car company at that point. They've got so many people in the pool. Creative ways like that, I welcome, because the health care policy in this country has been a mess for as long as I can remember. And, you know, I've long advocated that there needs to be some way where the consumer of health care is more in control, and whether that be these health savings accounts or flex spending accounts. But if the consumer takes more control and responsibility for their health care, and if the folks that provide health care were more transparent about what stuff actually costs, that would be a helpful step, I think, in the right direction.
But we're gonna
have to revisit how this is provided in the country.
Well, I do think that it would be helpful to make the process less confusing. And I'm not sure. I mean, it might be better than what we have now, but HSAs, FSAs, PPOs. I mean, the process is so confusing and it is difficult to navigate. And my very simplistic viewpoint of it is there are a ton of resources in this country. We could pay for everybody's health insurance if we wanted to do it. We just don't have the appetite to do it. And other countries do it. And I have friends from other countries who say, well, you know, we just don't have to worry about it. Go to the doctor. You find a doctor. You go to that person and you leave. That's it. You're not paying a copay. You're not paying for anything else. If you have to have a procedure done, you get the procedure done. And that's the end of it. You don't have to worry about how you're going to pay that bill later. I just don't see any good reason that we can't have that same system here, other than too many people make too much money off the system the way it is. And well, and I don't think there's ever going to be a real push in this country to change that. It's always going to be like this.
Well, you know, and the reality for most folks is that most of your healthcare spending is done at the end of your life. And, you know, it's not an easily solvable problem, because if it were, we would have solved it by now. I don't know that government provided health care, government mandated health care, is a panacea by any means, because I don't know that the access that folks have would be equal. You're still going to have people at the top end, I would imagine, procuring very expensive insurance. But I do think if the market, the free market, does not exist in healthcare policy in this country right now. And the closer we could get to an actual competitive free market, and so many of the mandates that are on everybody's, the government has mandated that healthcare policies have to cover this, that, this, and that, and this. Let people figure out, if you want to buy a catastrophic policy, if you're a 40-year-old guy, and you want to pay your out-of-pocket for your annual physical and da-da-da, and so take all of that off of insurance, put it all on the consumer, and then you've got a policy there that's not laden with mandates that exist simply to cover you, you know, in the unfortunate event of some sort of calamity, that's a potential way to go about this as well.
There are so many people right now worried about what's going to happen come next year when their health insurance premiums skyrocket. And it's going to happen to a lot of people who are just not going to be able to afford it. And that is a problem that is not sustainable. We can't have that. We can't have people having, and we already do now, but we can't increase the number of people that are having to make choices between getting health care or paying a bill. Or, groceries. That's not a good decision to have to happen.
I really assumed that Congress would solve this problem. And they still yet may. But just the politics of it, when you do have that sticker shock that, you know, if it happens, it's going to hit, and it's going to hit hard in an election year. I just assumed Congress would solve this problem just for the sheer politics of the whole thing. And they may still yet, but increasingly, it looks like there's a stomach on the part of some in Congress that don't want to fund these subsidies any longer.
I think my problem is, I think there are too many people in Congress that just don't like the Affordable Care Act because it was Obama's, and because there's been this mission for 15 years since it's been law to dismantle it with no real plan to replace it. But it's just the politics of, we're going to get rid of this terrible law. And you can make the argument, you might be right, that this isn't a great way to do it. It's not. But this is, the genesis of this idea was a Republican idea from years prior to that. This was a Republican idea. Because the Democratic idea was to just have government-run healthcare. And so this was the Republican idea.
Yeah, and make sure that everybody
is Mitt Romney's idea.
Make sure that everybody's insured, that you can possibly get insured. And,
right.
And that has the effect of, in theory, lowering premium rates because everybody now is insured.
The problem, though, is it's better than what we had. It's better than the system that existed before. And maybe there's some people will say, no, mine was better before, and that's fine. But you're on an individual basis. The vast majority of people are now covered who weren't covered prior to that, which is decidedly better. That is a better system. It's not a great system, but it is better than what existed before. So I don't really know how this is going to get fixed, but I do know that if we get to next year and people can't afford their premiums, we are going to have an even more serious problem than what exists right now.
Well, it'd be a political upheaval.
Disaster.
Yeah.
And I honestly, I hope they get wiped out.
Which is why I think I was certain of it a month ago. I'm less certain of it now, but I still think Congress is going to solve this problem.
If Congress allows this to happen, I hope it is a hope it is a proverbial bloodbath when it comes to the election next year. That they just lose badly, and then maybe there will be a bit of a reset.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe we'll get back to more normal politics. I think that's hopeful and it's doubtful, but that's my dream.
You dream on, brother.
I hope we keep doing that. John Hancock, Chris Ranji, this is the Chris and Amy Show. And we're going to talk to Elizabeth Buchwald, who is the CNN economics reporter. A lot to discuss with her. The rate cuts expected tomorrow. The newborn savings plan, which is a President Trump idea. We'll talk about all of that and more. That is at 11:30 on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It is John Hancock in with me, Chris Ranji, on the Chris and Amy Show. Amy's going to be back tomorrow.
So
don't you worry about it. You've been sitting here freaking out, wondering, like, where's Amy been? Why is she just not talking? Well, that's why she's not here.
She's not here.
She'll be back tomorrow. But until then, you got the two of us, Gas House Gang at 12 o'clock. And that is a we'll check back in with Matt Pauly because he's at the winter meetings right now in Florida, and the Cardinals have not done anything since the meetings have started. We don't know if they will. It's possible, but there has been some movement elsewhere. So what do you think about this?
All right.
There is a story out that the Time Person of the Year, you know, Time Magazine.
Time Magazine, Person of the Year.
You ever bought a Time Magazine,
Jim? I have. I used to be a subscriber years ago.
Really? You had it delivered to the house,
didn't you? Came right into the old mailbox there, Ranj.
So we don't know who that person will be, but there is speculation. It is possible the Time Person of the Year might be artificial intelligence.
Hmm. Interesting.
What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, it's certainly been one of the bigger stories of the year, and it's we're in the process we're living through right now, the infancy of the industry. Well, I guess it's been around, but certainly the biggest expansion of the industry that we've yet seen. This data center debate that's taking place all over the country and siting facilities to house these units that do artificial intelligence has become one of the bigger local issues of our day everywhere.
So artificial intelligence, according to Polymarket, which is one of those prediction markets, and it's become more popular in the last year or so, the contenders are Jensen Huang, who is the NVIDIA CEO, Pope Leo the 14th, Donald Trump, and AI is now edging out those others as the front runner for Time Person.
You could make a pretty compelling case for the Pope being an American, which we've not seen.
Right.
And not to mention a White Sox fan. But, I mean, that was a pretty major, and I don't think anybody saw that coming, that was studying the Catholic Church. So in terms of a person of a year, the Pope's a pretty good choice.
Yeah, it's very possible it is. And again, I don't know how many people really care about who the Time Person of the Year is, other than the person who wins it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I'm sure they're excited.
Donald Trump cares.
Oh, Trump yes, certainly
he
cares.
Does.
And if it's not him, then he'll complain about it not being him,
right,
whatever it is. But I do think it's interesting that AI is even on the list because it's clearly the obvious, it's not human. So we're not really talking about a person, but it is assuming characteristics of a human.
Yeah.
You know, at least we are. That's what the whole purpose of it is that we have this technology that is able to be human-like and think like a human in many ways, but also do so at a million times the speed and with a million times the data that an actual human has.
It really
right?
is fascinating. It really is. And it has so many potentially positive applications. I mean, you think about medical diagnoses and so forth.
Now, that is a really good use for artificial intelligence,
yeah.
but it has to be a thing assisting doctors,
sure,
not making all the decisions for itself, and it can't be that healthcare decisions are made for it, and I mean health insurance decisions, mm-hmm, where a lot of people are being denied procedures or medication or treatment because artificial intelligence has made the decision and it's not a human doing it.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, and as I say, it's got a lot of very certainly unsettling possibilities as well, but it's here and it's happening. I don't know that there's going to be an ability to kind of harness the thing and try and avoid the more extreme dire outcomes. It's pretty much unregulated at this point.
And I don't know that it will be regulated appropriately, because I do think these AI companies will have the ears of the most important people, the decision makers,
sure,
in our country. And I think laws are going to be written. It'll be a lot like the healthcare law was written with a lot of input from health insurance companies. They had a ton of input on how this law was written 15 years ago. And I think it will be the exact same thing when it comes to artificial intelligence, that companies like NVIDIA will get to make the call.
Yeah.
Of what the laws
every reason,
look like.
Every reason to believe that that will be the case. Yeah. There are some voices, Josh Hawley, one of them, who are sounding the warning signs over this stuff. And it makes for pretty strange alliances. Josh Hawley and Bernie Sanders, of all people, kind of on the same,
yeah,
side of this issue and other issues, for that matter.
Hawley's interesting in that way, that he does take a lot of actual popular stances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm not always sure he's following through. I think he sounds pretty good when he's talking tornado relief and he's on the ground in North City and he's saying, hey, if these if these insurance companies are denying claims, they're going to have to answer to me.
Yeah.
You know, when he's doing stuff like that, hell yes, let's go, Josh Hawley. Is he staying on top of it or was he just talking? I'm not exactly sure there's been a whole lot of action there.
Well,
but he is taking positions,
yeah,
like that.
He's been, I think, consistent. You know, he is a populist. And because he's a populist, he'll take some positions that conservatives scratch their head about, you know. But in that you know, stance of populism, he's been remarkably consistent.
Fed is expected to cut rates tomorrow. We are also getting potentially a $12 billion bailout of the farming industry and the newborn savings plan. That's an idea from the Trump administration. We're going to talk about all of those things with Elizabeth Buchwald, who is the CNN economics reporter. That is next on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Well, the economy is always a big story, especially in the last year or so, when so many people have been negatively affected by it. And we have rate cuts coming tomorrow, potentially. There is a new Trump plan to give U.S. citizens in the country, newborns, $1,000 in a government-seeded savings account. And we expect a rate cut tomorrow as well. So to discuss all of this with us is CNN economics reporter Elizabeth Buchwald, who joins us on KMOX. Elizabeth, good to talk to you. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just a flurry of news.
It really is. And let me start with this, first of all, just a general overview, because the president, in an interview with Dasha Burns, said that the economy right now is, quote, A++++++. Is it that good right now?
I think you might have forgotten a plus. I'm just kidding. I think that's the matter of an objective question or a subjective question. If you look at polls, voters certainly aren't feeling that way. I think many are struggling with affordability, but at the same time, spending has kept up. Unemployment has maintained relatively low levels. But people aren't feeling A++++.
So they are not feeling that way right now, and we hope that things will improve. Let's talk about the Fed rate cuts, which are expected tomorrow. First of all, do you believe it is likely, in fact, that's going to happen? And if it does, what's the effect of that?
I do believe it's likely to happen, but I think it's going to be a closer call than what we've seen in some other meetings this year and in other recent years. And the reason for that is because there's more of a tug of war between, do we want to side on lower inflation. The Fed has two mandates, basically, low inflation and maximum employment. And they have to pick a rate that will find a happy medium there. And it's really hard to do it right now because you have tariffs and other factors that are pushing inflation higher. And at the same time, you have a jobs market that appears to be stalling out. Again, while unemployment is low, jobs created are slowing. So it's really hard to know, do we raise rates and that's going to, not raise rates, do we maintain rates? And that could possibly help on the inflation side, but it might hurt the prospects for hiring.
Yeah, so it's, a coin toss at this point, what the Fed's going to do. A quarter point drop, if they did it, how much impact would that have?
So you'll probably see maybe some movement in the market. I think it actually depends a little bit more on what the Chair Powell says during the presser that occurs at 2:30 tomorrow. But really, consumers aren't going to feel all that different from a 25-point cut. These things take a long time to translate into actual feeling different, leading to lower rates. Sometimes there are quick moves in mortgage rates, but a lot of this has been priced in before. So essentially, that's a roundabout way of saying it's not going to really change matters all that much.
Let's talk about these Trump accounts. It was part of legislation passed earlier this year that sets up these $1,000 government-seeded savings accounts for kids that are born in 2025 through 2028. I'm sure there's a means test on this. Do families have to apply for it? How does this thing functionally work for families that have had a baby this year?
Yeah, so there's some guidance that the IRS has posted about how to apply for it, and it's not an automatic thing. There is a process to get there, but in terms of the $1,000, there's not a means-based part to that, which is why some are arguing that it's favoring wealthier families and you know, who can put more into it on top of the $1,000 that the government is putting in. But the means part, so last week, the Dells donated quite a lot to these Trump accounts, and that's targeted to lower income families.
So this is supposed to begin in the middle of next year. These accounts are going to launch. And it's only going to go through 2028. I'm assuming it's because that's the length of his term in office. But from the people that you speak to, you know, whether it's economists or business leaders or whoever else, what are their thoughts on this account and what the benefit actually is?
Well, so there's two things, as we spoke about earlier, the affordability side of the equation. It's tough out there for a lot of people right now, so they would rather have $1,000 in their hands to spend on, say, childcare or other expenses right now, as opposed to waiting, because you can't access these funds. It's kind of almost like a 401k. You know, there's a little bit of differences there, but you can't really access these funds until the child turns 18. That being said, as I wrote about in a story of mine earlier this week, $1,000 by the time child is 18, that has a lot of potential to grow. And, you know, the expenses that come up by the child's 18, you're going to have, say, I did the math, if you invested in the S&P 500 18 years ago in order to cash out on that right now, you would have about a $4,000 gain. So more money down the road, but less money in your hands right now.
And can parents or anybody, I guess, add to these accounts? And is that up to $5,000 under the law? Is that money untaxed if the parent chooses to put money into their child's account?
Correct. So, again, it works like a 401k. The trades that happen in the account are not taxed, but once you try to get the money out, withdraw it, you're taxed at that point. It's a tax-deferred account.
Elizabeth Buchwald is CNN's economics reporter with us here on KMOX. We also know that the tariffs have been an issue, and you jumped on the show with us a few months ago talking about tariffs and the implementation of them, and it's been a bit confusing and up and down, and, you know, they've been implemented and then pulled back, or announced and then pulled back. It's just sort of all over the place. But farmers around the country have been feeling pain directly related to the tariffs, and there is a plan for a $12 billion bailout, essentially. What the likelihood of that really happening and going through, I don't know how much you know about that at the moment, but is it likely to happen, and how much will it actually help?
Yeah, I'm not an expert in this area, but I believe the president has the authority to do this on his own. And there was some confusion because of the way that this is being advertised, whether it's reappropriating tariff revenue and just kind of handing that back out to farmers, kind of like the tariff rebate checks that the president has floated. But this is not that. This is coming from the Agriculture Department's Farmer Bridge Assistance Program. And I believe it was the same program that was used during the first Trump administration to provide aid to farmers.
Yeah, and we've seen in the economy a growing number of farms, and for that matter, small businesses filing for bankruptcy. That's got to be unsettling in this economy.
It sure is, and that's why it's almost, I mean, $12 billion sounds like a lot on paper, but there's only so far that that could go, especially a lot of people, you know, it's not like they could just pick up and do something else with farms. A lot of the times, it's a generational thing that's been passed down to them many years, and there's a lot of sunk costs involved there. You think about all the equipment that's needed to have a farm to just pack up and say, you know, I'm done with this, I'm going to go to something else. That's not really an easy choice to make. But at the same time, they have been really hurting this year with China, one of the biggest buyers of American agricultural products, buying much, much less.
CNN economic reporter Elizabeth Buchwald is our guest. We're now well into the holiday season. People are out there procuring toys and gifts and various things. Anything of note in consumer spending numbers that we've seen of late?
So it's interesting. I thought this year was for sure going to be the one where, even putting inflation aside, that spending was going to decline because of what we've been hearing with consumers' concerns about the economy and the jobs market stalling. But spending went up. That's before adjusting for inflation, but nevertheless, it went up. People are turning to buy now, pay later a lot. I mean, they already were doing so. The trend was happening for some time, but that's become a huge driver of where consumers are spending. And you know, without inflation adjustments, it probably wouldn't look as good as the numbers, but I guess it's still in many ways a positive sign that consumers are spending, since about 2/3 of the economy comes from consumer spending.
CNN economic reporter Elizabeth Buchwald with us again on 104.1 FM KMOX. Elizabeth, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for being with us today.
Likewise. Take care.
That is Elizabeth Buchwald, again, covers economics for CNN. John Hancock, are you going to get your Christmas shopping done quickly? And will you be spending a lot of money?
Probably no.
On either not
quickly,
account?
Not quickly. B, oh. Probably not a lot of money, no.
Well, I mean, what?
I mean, it'll be lovely, whatever I do get. I can assure you that.
Well,
I've got my people out there working on it as we speak, Ron.
Your people?
Uh-huh.
Does that mean your wife?
My daughter.
Oh, your daughter. Oh, that's right. You did say that.
Because I got to buy for my wife. That's the only person I've got to buy a present.
And she's really good at figuring out what your wife needs.
She is amazing. She is a chip off the old block, as it were.
So if there is anybody who needs to, if there's anybody who knows your wife, it's not you.
Oh, I know her. I know her.
But do you know what she needs?
Well, whatever she needs, she has, Ron. If she needs it, by gum, it's gotten. It has done been gotten.
If you don't know off the top of your head, you'll find the person who does.
That's exactly right. My people. I got my people out there.
I need to get more people.
Yeah, you do.
John Hancock and Chris Ranji with you just a little bit longer here. When we come back, we're going to entertain you in ways you just never would have dreamed.
Not me.
But the important thing you need to know is that the Gas House Gang is coming up at 12 o'clock from the winter meetings. Matt Pauly is going to check in. Did the Cardinals make a move today?
Not yet.
Oh, no, not yet. But we will talk about that. Bernie Miklas, Tom Ackerman, Matt Pauly, me. We'll be there. It's coming up at 12 on KMOX. So, John Hancock, a few more minutes to go. And this was just a little bit ago on CNN. Your favorite representative from the state of Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene, visiting with Wolf Blitzer. Hopefully.
President Trump posted yesterday that you are, quote, and I'm quoting him now, not America First or MAGA, and your, quote, new views are those of a very dumb person. That's the president of the United States speaking about you. What's your response to these latest attacks?
Well, actually, Wolf, I feel very sorry for President Trump. I genuinely do. It has to be a hard place for someone that is constantly so hateful and put so much vitriol, name-calling, and really tells lies about people in order to try to get his way or win some kind of fight. And I think that's exactly what's wrong in America today. That's what's wrong in this toxic political environment that has ripped our country apart. And I personally think that that's poor leadership from a president. It's a very bad demeanor, and Americans are very tired of it.
So that's Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I don't know, I have this very strange feeling about it, because you know that the thing about the messenger? Like, sometimes you're the wrong messenger for it. And I kind of feel like she might be, because she's been one of the worst at the very thing she's talking about.
I wonder, because she was such a darling of the pro-Trump folks out there. I wonder if her voice with those people might carry some actual weight.
I mean, she's getting death threats.
Yeah, I mean, and look, this all started, let's not forget how this all started. This all started after Marjorie Taylor Greene met with the Epstein victims. And she came out of that meeting, and it was a joint meeting with Republicans, Democrats. She was visibly troubled, or she was acting visibly troubled. I tend to take her at her word. And she was affected by that, hearing those stories and what had happened to these kids. And she became one of, if not the first Republican to sign the discharge petition. And that was the break. That's where the separation from Donald Trump. Marjorie Taylor Greene had been a Donald Trump sycophant on everything for her entire congressional career up and until that meeting with the Epstein victims. And so, and obviously it's a big deal to Donald Trump. Obviously, there's stuff he doesn't want to come out that are in the Epstein reports. I don't know what it is, but it's pretty darn patently clear that Donald Trump doesn't want a good chunk of that material to go public.
Well, probably not. That's the way it seems. What I think you can say about Marjorie Taylor Greene is that there are a lot of members of Congress and the Senate who are playing a part right now, who do not believe what they are saying. They do not necessarily back up this president, even though they might be in his party. And I know you know some of them personally, John. And with her, though, I don't think that was ever an act.
No, I don't either. No.
I think there are people in Congress, clearly, who are putting on a show. I think she believes everything she says.
I do, too.
I think she, whether it's true or not, stupid or not, I think she believes everything she says and always has. And we've said that. Amy and I have talked about her a ton, and we have said that very thing, that she ain't putting on a show. That woman believes the stuff that she goes out there and says, and
couldn't have been a more faithful follower of Donald Trump's for the entirety of his presidency. And
that's the thing. She's got MAGA cred.
Yeah, she does.
Like legit street cred.
Yeah, and I think the folks that are most passionately supportive of Donald Trump and like his style and like his policy and so forth, those folks, I'm sure, up until very recently, if not still, had a very favorable opinions, thoughts of Marjorie Taylor Greene. And so it will be interesting to see how this fissure ends up playing itself out, although she's leaving Congress early next month and leaving a vacancy there, which will further strain the Republican thin majority.
It'll be interesting to see what sort of person replaces her.
Yeah.
You know, if it's another extreme or if it is a more moderate, because it's going to be a Republican. It
most certainly will be a Republican.
It'd be interesting to see if they vote for a moderate there.
Yeah, it will. I don't think they'll have a special election. I think they'll just wait until the seat rolls on the ballot in November of 26.
John Hancock, it's been fun hanging out with
always
you for a few
pleasure,
days.
Always a pleasure, Ron. Always a pleasure. And welcome back, Amy, tomorrow.
Yeah, you'll be back with us on Friday morning, though.
Yes, I will.
And will Michael Kelly find it?
Yeah, if he's in town, you know, he'll be here if he's in town.
I mean, what the hell, dude?
he lives a great life.
That man just takes vacation
he's
like
he's got
it's
a great
nothing.
Life. He and Amy.
They must have 5 months vacation.
They're traveling
between
people.
The two of
they're
them.
Traveling people.
All right. Well, appreciate it. It was great talking to you.
Always a pleasure.
See
the Gas House Gang. Can't wait to hear that.
That's right. Gas House Gang is next. Bernie Miklas, Tom Ackerman, Matt Pauly, Chris Ranji. We'll talk Cardinals offseason. The winter meetings are ongoing. We'll have some football thoughts as well. That's the Gas House Gang coming up next on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.